A few minutes. We have 10 minutes. I want to tell you a chiddush. I want to tell you a nice chiddush about. What's Terasum Nasai? So. Torah. Pikudei Hashem Yisrael Misam Chelev. Torah is the exception. Al Mo of the Horetz. Al Zavtem is Torasi. Torah is the exception. No matter how much simcha, the more simcha, the better. Okay, let's go into a time. I want to tell you a chiddush, a very big chiddush. It's not complete. You'll have to be mashlum devart. On Tisha B'Av, everyone's favorite thing about Tisha by far, it's the favorite part of Tisha B'Av by far, is you don't say Tachnon. Whose heart is not full of simcha and it gets warm, full of emotion? Ah, even Erev Tisha B'Av, what a machayas, a yom tif. There's no Tachnon at Erev Tisha B'Av. You don't say Tachnon in the Shachris. You don't say Tachnon by Ma'ariv. Gevaldik, right? Wow, what a treat. Die the whole Tisha B'Av. Just not to have to say Tachnon for these four or for these two. Okay, everybody side. May I please have your attention? Okay. So Tisha B'Av, there's something called, a principle called, let's focus before the Tachnon, let's focus on Kaddish Tiskabel. After we daven Ma'ariv at night, after there were two Kaddishim and Ma'ariv. This year it's a bit more complex, is it? Because it's Mr. Shabbos, we have to look into this. But there are two Kaddishim that are recited by Ma'ariv. There's one Kaddish that's recited after we finish the Shemoneh Esrei. And then there's another Kaddish that's recited after we lay in Eicha and recite V'atah Kadosh Yoshev, V'atah Kadosh Yoshev, V'atah we recite the Nosach. After the first Kaddish, we recite Tiskabel Tzolai Sohoinu V'usohoin. But after we recite Eicha and say V'atah Kadosh, which in Halach is considered to be like a... It's not making the rumors.
9 days.
We can get a new device. Absolutely.
How old is it?
7 years at least. At least. Okay, it is time for a new device. There must be something better by now. I looked into this 7 years ago. I used. What?
There was an app on telephones, microphone. And you can just talk into you.
And it'll project on something? There has to be better technology in 7 years. When 7 years ago, you believe this was the best that you can get, surprisingly.
We need a Bluetooth speaker.
It must be. I have to look into it. There must be something new out there that's better. We'll see. All right. On Tisha, we do not recite Tiskabel. Why don't we say Hashem accept Tiskabel Tzilai Sehoin? Accept our prayer. And we do not recite this line of the Kaddish Shachris in the morning, either, after we finish Kinnos. Shabbos Mincha, we do not recite Tachanun. And Erev Tisha B'Av, we do not recite Tachanun. So I want to bring out this point. There are four tefillos of Tisha B'Av. We're leaving out something fundamental. Erev Tisha B'Av, we are not reciting Tachanun. As we spend so much time learning about Tachanun, Tachanun is the hashlama of tefillah. It's a major chelik of the nusach tefillah. It is being omitted. It's the gemar. It's the makeh bepatish. It's the finale of the Shemoneh Esrei. And we leave it out Erev Tisha B'Av. Ma'ariv, we leave out Tiskabel. Shachris, we leave out both Tachanun and Tiskabel. And believe it or not, there are some opinions we don't do this, who hold that you should not say Aneinu Shachris. If you forget to say Aneinu during Shachris, it's no big deal, because many poskim say you should not say Aneinu Shachris, even though it's a tzoim, because Hashem is not interested in hearing from you. Aneinu Hashem Aneinu b'yom santariseinu, just like we do not say Tiskabel, we do not say Hashem accept our prayer, the less you daven, the better. because Hashem is not interested in hearing your tefillos explained in one moment. And by Mincha on Tisha B'Av, we do not recite Tachanun, we do say Tiskabel, we do say Anenu, we do say Nachem, we say quite a bit of tefillah by Mincha, but at least we do not say Tachanun. Why not? Why do we leave out a fundamental part of the Nusach HaTefillah? By the way, we do not wear Shachris, Talis, and Tefillin. Talis and Tefillin is the uniform you wear when you daven. So it's basically like saying, oh, no, we're not really davening. Don't confuse me with the facts. We're not really davening today because I'm not wearing talis and tefillin. What kind of davening is it without wearing talis and tefillin? The bachrim, you know, it's their happiest day, the bachrim, all the bachrim, because they're camouflaged, that they're a bachrim. Everyone's the same. No one's wearing a talis. No talis and tefillin on Tisha B'Av. It's the uniform of prayer. So therefore, there is no prayer on Tisha B'Av. There's no prayer on Tisha B'Av. You don't wear a talis and tefillin. Why not? So I want to tell you a chiddush. There are four reasons why tefillah is suppressed during Tisha B'Av. The first is what everyone knows, the most obvious. Kara olai moed lishbar Bachurai. It says in Eicha that the enemies of the Jewish people, they designated this day as a set time to shatter our young men. Kora Olai, they designated, they declared a Moed, a set time. They went, the Tisha B'Av was the time they designated to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and to harm the youth of Klal Yisrael. Chazal, take this pasuk, even though out of context, and they say, even though it simply means the enemy dedicated this day, the one who's speaking is Hashem. Korolai Moed, declare this day a festival. Although Tisha B'Av is a day of horror and tragedy, but it's also a festival, and that it's the day when Mashiach is born, and then during the times of Mashiach, the day of Tisha B'Av will in fact be transformed into days of Sosoin v'Simcha. So it's a festival. It's not a festival today. It's a festival al Shem Ha'osid. On a festival, you do not say Tachanun. Okay? It doesn't answer why you don't say Tiskabel, but at least it says you don't say Tachanun. Now there's another reason why we don't say. There are two psukim. One pasuk says, here's where it gets a little difficult. But we do fast today. It's not yet a moed. But it's a partial moed. The next reason why we do not daven is because there are two psukim. Say, this is very interesting. I never paid attention to this until I prepared for the shir. This is a very interesting point, is that there are two psukim that tell us that Hashem is not interested in hearing from us on this day. What's the first pasuk? The first pasuk is Sosam Tifilasi. I'll quote you the pasuk inside will be much, much better. But I have to first find the page. Okay. Here it is, Sosam Tefilasi. There are really two psukim. Kedai to dwell upon this. The pasuk says in Eicha, Sosam Tefilasi. What does that mean? Hashem has shut out my prayer. Hashem doesn't want to hear from us. If Hashem is destroying the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is Ki Beisi Beis Tefila L'chol Ha'amim. The Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate Beis HaKnesses. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shutting the doors, he's destroying the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't take much to realize that Hashem is not interested in us and that we should daven to him. He doesn't want to hear from us.
So we shouldn't daven at all?
We can't do that. We have to daven because we have to, but we diminish. We are memayit. How are we memayit? We don't rub it in Hashem's face, so to speak. We don't say tachnon. Because Tachnun is the most serious part of davening. Neufel in Nefilas Apayim, you fall on your head. It's the Hashlam of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's the most potent part of davening. Don't overreact. If Hashem doesn't want to hear from you today, proof being that he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, calm down. Don't do Tachnun. If you don't do Tachnun from a yard site, call Shekain, don't say Tachnun when it's an insult to Hashem. Number two, we don't say Tiskabel. Tiskabel, Tzolei Sehoi, Nuva Usod, Hashem, you should be Makabel, our prayers. What are you saying? Hashem's not interested in your prayers. Okay, Anenu, You're going to say, Anenu. Anenu, Hashem, Anenu, B'yoyim Tzom Tani Seinu. Hashem says, what? Answer you. I'm not answering you. I'm destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Don't give me this today. Okay? Don't bug me. Exactly. Now, there's another pasuk. Now, here's where I don't have an answer, but there is an answer, and you have to just work on the answer. There's another pasuk, the pasuk side in Eicha, Perigimel Pasuk Ches, Gam Ki Ezak, even if I cry out, Va'ashaveya, sorry, that was the pasuk that I quoted. That is the pasuk that I quoted. So that is the pasuk. Sosam Tifilos, that's what we quoted. Although I'm Ezak, I cry. There's passion in these words. Va'ashaveya, Sosam Tifilosi. But guess what? There's another pasuk. The other pasuk says, let me find the pasuk. The pasuk is Sakoisa ba'anan me'avor tefila. I'm saying it by heart. Here it is. Pasuk, it says, Sakoisa be'anan. Hashem, you have enveloped yourself in a cloud. Loch me'avor tefila. From allowing prayer to pass. This is a different pasuk. In this pasuk, it has a different flavor. This pasuk, it does not mention passion, gam ki ezak va'ashaveya, sosam tefilosi. In the first pasuk, it says my private prayer, and it describes the passion. Ezak ve'eshaveya, Hashem says, I don't care. I don't want to hear from you today. This pasuk is more of a public tefillah. It just says, Hashem says, we're closed for business today. I'm sorry. Sakoisa be'anon loch. Hashem has enveloped himself in the cloud. Me'avar tefillah. Tefillah does not penetrate today. There's no mention of the passion. There's no mention. Hashem is just a moment of privacy. Respect Hashem's privacy today. Kavi Yochel, Hashem's also in Avelos. Maybe that's the difference. The first pasuk talks about the anger. Hashem is angry. Hashem is angry, rightfully so. So therefore, Gam Ezak v'ashaveya, Sosam tefilosi, Hashem has shut out. Hashem is rejecting my prayer. The second pasuk, it's not a much of a rejection. It's almost as if saying, I'm not available today. I'm not available. I'm in mourning. I'm also in mourning. Okay, so that's already three reasons why you don't daven. You don't say tachni. You don't say tiskada. Number one, so far is sosam tefilasi. Number two, sakoisa be'onon loch me'avar tefila. And number three is it's a moed. It's a moed. It's a festival. Number four, what's the fourth reason why we don't daven? It's no different than Kriyas Yamsuf. When Klal Yisrael came to Kriyas Yamsuf, what did Hashem say to Klal Yisrael? What happened? By Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem. Moshe began to cry to Hashem. And what did Hashem say? Ma titzak elai. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. I don't want prayer. Talk to the Jewish people and move on. Move on, jump into the yam, keep on going. Rashi, kidai hu ho'emuna sheheminu bi. Emuna is all I need today. I don't need prayer. I need emuna. It's enough, the emuna, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klal Yisrael, what happened? Vayamein ha'am. The people believe kifokar Hashem esamoy. There are times when Hashem says, Tfila is not the approach. The approach is emuna. Ma titzak elai. Kidai hu ho emuna. Emuna is enough. That's all you need. So I want to suggest to you a chiddush. And being that we have four different parts of the day where we diminish in the koyach ha-tfila, each one of these parts of the day reflects a different dimension of why we don't dive into Hashem. And before I explain this, I want to clarify a very important point, a general point, you cite. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, when should be the fast day? Should we fast on the ninth day, or should we fast on the 10th day? Why the ninth day? Because that's when the Beis HaMikdash began, in the afternoon, in the late afternoon. That's when they torched the Beis HaMikdash. What's the advantage of fasting on the 10th day? Because most of the Beis HaMikdash was burned on the 10th day. I have a question. But Chazal tell us that on the 9th day, 5 terrible tragedies happened. On the 9th day. And one of those things was, the Meraglim came back, and they issued a slanderous report of Eretz Yisrael. Vayivku ha'am balayla hahu. That was the 9th. How can the Gemara say that we should fast on the 10th day, when if by fasting on the 10th day, you're not going to include the element of why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for the first place, because Hashem was koveya the 9th day as the Bechil Adorais. What's the Gemara doing of? What's the Havamina? The answer is, the night of Tisha B'Av is not the same thing as the 10th day of Tisha B'Av. When the Gemara says we should fast on the 10th day, I don't know how you're gonna do this practically. It means the night of the 9th, for sure you're gonna fast. Because the night of the 9th is the Makar, is the Bechil Adoris. Does that mean once you fast at night, you have to fast by day? Maybe, maybe not. And then there's an element of just fasting on the 10th day. There are two, you have this in the Purim as well. Do not confuse the night of Tisha B'Av with the 10th day, the day of Tisha B'Av. The night of Tisha B'Av has a unique character. It's not when the Midrash was burnt, started to be burnt. It's not a Schalta de Paranusa. It's a moment when the Meraglim issued a slanderous report and Klal Yisrael cried, Vayivkuham balayla hahu, and at that moment Hashem said, you're crying for nothing? It'll be a bechia l'doiros. That's the night. The day is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. There are different elements. Now that we know the different elements, the Erev Tisha B'Av has its own element. And in fact, Erev Tisha B'Av is more of a simcha to a certain degree. In fact, there used to be a minhag that you're supposed to eat a big meal mitach simcha Erev Tisha B'Av, knowing that tomorrow Mashiach is coming, and reflecting upon the element of Moed, that the day will come, Mashiach will be born. Erev Tisha B'Av, we don't fast Erev Tisha B'Av. And what I want to try to say over here is that there are 4 different elements to Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, the night of Tisha B'Av, the morning of Tisha B'Av, and then after Mincha, when the Avelis becomes very, very light. And each one of these things we are memayet in Tefillah. Let us suggest that Erev Tisha B'Av, we don't say Tachnon, it's a Moed. Midin Moed, it's a festival. The proof is we're eating a big meal. This year especially, Shabbos, Kisuda Shloima B'Shaitai. Erev Tisha B'Av captures the element that Tisha B'Av is a Moed. Tomorrow is going to be the birth of Mashiach. And in fact, there was a minute to be Mimarba because to reflect upon this theme about there's an element of Yom Tif, there's other things about, let's just leave it with that for now. We're eating and reflecting upon the good things are yet to come. At night, the night of Tisha B'Av, we do not say, the night of Tisha B'Av, we do not recite Tiskabel. It reflects Sakoisa, you've enveloped yourself in the cloud, me'avar tefillah. The Ribbono shel Olam reflected at this moment, you're crying over Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to know from you. The Ribbono shel Olam at this moment at night enveloped himself in the cloud. The focus is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction. The morning of Tisha B'Av, this is the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is from our perspective, Gam ki ezag v'ashaveya sosam tefilasi. In the morning, we're not crying because of the pasuk. It's our perspective. And mincha is when Mashiach is taka born, and it's now time to pick yourself up off the ground and daber el bnei Yisrael v'yisol. Enough davening now. It's now time for emunah. Kedai hu emunah shemin bi, to pick yourself up out of the golos and get with the program. Ani mamim b'emunah shleima v'yas haMashiach afi sheyismamea im kol zeh achakeloi b'chol yom sheyavai. So haloi davar. Four reasons not to daven or to be memayit in tefillah on Tisha B'Av. There are four parts of the nusach haTefillah on Tisha B'Av where we are memayit. Erev Tisha B'Av, Leil Tisha B'Av, Yom Tisha B'Av, Mincha Tisha B'Av. That's it. Erev Tisha B'Av, you know why you don't say Tachnun? It's a festival. Korol I Moed. I'm eating. I'm eating now, and I told you, some want to learn that you spoke, I'll just tell it very quickly, is that when they built the Bayis Sheni, there's a big machloikis during the time of the Bayis Sheni, did they fast on Tisha B'Av? Some opinions hold that when they built the Bayis Sheni, they did not fast. And in fact, they celebrated Tisha B'Av because the Mikdash was rebuilt. When we eat Erev Tisha B'Av, we are connecting, this is what it says here, Rabbi Tezner Sefer, you eat a Suda Erev Tisha B'Av, you are connecting yourself to the time of the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, when they were celebrating that the Avelus was Mishapech L'Simcha. It was a festival. Erev Tisha B'Av, you don't say Tachlon, you know why? Korol Moed, the festival element of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av night, you're not going to say Tiskabel, because the Ribbono Shel Olam has enveloped himself in the cloud, Me'avar Tefillah, from Hashem's perspective, he's not interested. You're crying over Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to make this for you, a B'chiyah L'dayres. Yom Tisha B'Av, we don't, it's because we get it. And now, it was on Tisha B'Av by day when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It's our understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to hear our prayer. Gam ki ezak v'ashaveya sosam tefillah. And Mincha Tisha B'Av, you don't say Tachnun, because it's time to pick yourself up and move on. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisohu matitzak elai. I don't want to hear you davening. I want you to show emuna. Kedai ho emuna. Four for four. Okay, so this is the chiddush for today.